Good morning, friends. This is North Valley Friends Devotions Podcast for September 21st, 2020. Today we'll be reading from Psalm 22. My God, why have you deserted me? Why are you so far away? Won't you listen to my groans and come to my rescue? I cry out day and night, but you don't answer, and I can never rest. Yet you are the holy God, ruling from your throne and praised by Israel. Our ancestors trusted you, and you rescued them. When they cried out for help, you saved them, and you did not let them down when they depended on you. But I am merely a worm, far less than human, and I am hated and rejected by people everywhere. Everyone who sees me makes fun and sneers. They shake their heads and say, "Trust the Lord. If you are his favorite, let him protect you and keep you safe." Psalm 22, verses 1 through 8. The poor will eat and be full, and all who worship you will be thankful and live in hope. Everyone on this earth will remember you, Lord. People all over the world will turn and worship you because you are in control, the ruler of all nations. Psalm 22, verses 26 through 28. From Howard Macy's Rhythms of the Inner Life. But even when we see the struggle in ourselves, we are tempted to conceal rather than disclose it. Sometimes we even put on our brave face before God. After all, to admit struggle seems to be admitting that we have failed as disciples. So while we feign joy, we trudge on, silently stooped by our burdens, and we secretly waste away. What we need to do, instead, is to unmask our struggle and despair and to learn, as people of faith, how to encounter them. The words of Psalm 22 are familiar to us, as Jesus quotes them during his crucifixion. We've been taught, against pretty much everything else we say about God, from God's omnipresence to God's constant love, to the indivisible nature of Jesus and God, that as Jesus cries out feelings of forsakenness, that God has actually forsaken him in his darkest hour of need. This is not the witness of Psalm 22, which starts with deepest despair, but moves in the end to hope. It's an apt quote from the agony of the first verse to the words, "If you are his favorite, let him protect you and keep you safe." It encapsulates Jesus' experience and suffering, but it also must be seen in context. The message the gospel writers intend by sharing this quote in the context also inherently includes the hope found in verses 26 through 28 of Psalm 22. God is in control. God is the ruler, even in the face of our despair. There is promise here, even in the darkest moments. Redemption is on its way, but suffering and despair are real. We can't be expected to take up our crosses and not face hardship. For that matter, crosses or not, being human means encountering difficulty and suffering. When we teach that following Jesus means only a path of sunshine and gladness, we deny the core truth of what Jesus says discipleship looks like. We deny what we know, both in our own experience and in the witness of the communion of saints, to be true. Jesus may have come that his joy might be our joy, and that our joy might be complete. But that process for him included agony, sweating blood, and tears of pain for the people and places he loved. We don't do ourselves any favors by ignoring or denying hardship and despair in our lives. This isn't approval to not look for hope, to not allow God's light to shine into us. In fact, it's the opposite. By sharing freely with God our suffering, our pain, and our despair, this is inviting God into our darkness. This is trust at its fullest and most vulnerable, sharing our deepest selves and hardest stuff, and trusting that God will not despise or disregard our suffering. Crying out to God in our pain is not doubt, but trust. Some queries for today. Are you willing to be fully vulnerable with God? What makes it difficult to share your pain and hardship? Do you trust that God hears you and is present to your suffering? To the world's suffering?